what's your experience been in terms of them with regarding the work permits? Has there been difficulty in getting them work permits to be able to work, or is it generally before they come to you, they have them already, or what's happening to them?
Yes, usually before they have come to us, they have either had a landed immigrant or their work permits. On some cases, they came in, I'm thinking now of two or three families. They came in on a visitor's pass, mm-hmm. a 3-month visitor's pass, started to work, and working for us. At that point, they said, we want to apply for landed immigrant status. So we helped them with that. And in both cases, the immigration knew that they were here on a visitor's visa and they were working. And they, the people had to eat. You know, it was that simple. So I think the immigration, they were very sensitive, very accommodating, and they had to go to Toronto on occasions and face a judge there. I think Mr. Friesen helped some of our people, and they asked him the questions, and they got there with an immigrant status. Mm. So at least in two cases, they came in this way, but most of the other ones, they were either already citizens or you know, whatever.
Okay, so then normally there isn't too much trouble with the permit.
No.
Just a few exceptional cases where
But the last year before, there were some families in the area sent back.
Oh.
Yes. Where
officials came out in the field and checked?
Yep. Yeah, sent them back.
So is there a tightening up over the last few years? Is that what's going to happen?
This was last summer, I believe, and there was a definite tightening up. Yeah.
You're not sure how it'll be this summer.
No. The people we have now, they're all Latin immigrants, I think without exception. Yeah. They're or citizens. Yeah.
Do you have to be, or do you know of other employers who have had to be careful to make sure these people have their permits, or they try to work without them, or that kind of thing? Or are you not in trouble if you hire somebody who...
Yes, you can be. And I don't know, I know of one case, yes, where they were here totally illegally and, you know, working with even false work permits. And that's a fun story. But other than that one, I don't know of any others. I think since the tightening up of last summer, most of them who are coming across are aware of what's been going on, and they're either prepared for it or they've made some kind of arrangements, you know, to come in. But I think some of the, in general, so the coming in with a visitor's visa and sort of saying, here I am, or working on the sly, I think I saw more evidence of this last summer and the summer before than this summer. This summer seems to, at least from what I've seen, seems to be a fairly straightforward, proper kind of thing.
So maybe the tightening up is helping you.
Yes, I think so. I think these people are realizing that, especially since some were sent home. I think they spread the word back in Mexico that, hey, we just can't go in there and say, here I am. You know, so I think they're taking more precautions, making more arrangements. That's the impression I had this year. Yeah.
When they come, do you have to provide any kind of, or have you had to provide any kind of housing, help staff, or anything like that?
Well, we have. They have come to us and say, you know, we don't have any place to live, right? And we have a small house here on the farm, so it's been sort of a tie work for them, but it's not really, you know, well, it's a winterized house, but it's only a 3-room, it's quite small. And
generally the families are fairly large, so.
That's right. So for some of the smaller families, it's been fine, but for the larger families, I would say, too small, you know, and I'll help you find elsewhere. And so, but you do quite a bit of that, you know, trying to find them accommodation. They don't know how to make doctor's appointments when they come and they ask you to call and so on, you know. But housing is a big problem right now. This very week, I've had several families just out of the clear blue stop here and say, "Do you know about this housing?" And I said, "I really don't." And some of the rates that are being charged are very high. Now, these are not by farm people, but by people who have, let's say, cottages at the lake. For a little cottage at the lake, just 2 miles down the road, it's $60 a week for a three-room cottage. $60 a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, they in this complex of cottages I'm talking about, I think I've seen, well, there are two families on the one area, and there's one down by the lake. So at least three families in there, and at least two of the families are paying $60 a week for the accommodation. Yeah. But then, you know, if they get over that one, the lucky ones are finding larger farm homes, where what's happening in this area are that the farms are getting bigger. Smaller ones are selling out, farms are getting bigger, and very often the farmhouse stays. And once our people, the old colony people are a little on the feet, they're getting these homes, they're renting them, and usually, I must say, at least now, perhaps in a few years ago, but at least now, these homes are in pretty good shape. A few years ago, I think some of the homes I saw were not, they were pretty run down, you know. But some of the homes I've seen this year are very, quite nice homes, actually. You know.
Are there regulations that require that you, that if the employee does not have the residence, that you exploit it, or?
Well, now for the offshore program, like for the eight Mexican nationals coming in, like we have to provide accommodations for them that, you know, are in accordance with the speculations or the specs of the government. You know, we fly them in and fly them back home.
Mm.
But for our people who come in on their own, no, there's no nothing like that, except if you have housing for anyone, you know, be it I'm not quite sure on that. I know the offshore program, government inspectors always come and inspect your accommodation. But for for the old colony people, if you just hire them outright, or anybody else, I'm not even sure on that one. I assumed it always was, simply because whenever we've had them, we've always had the same accommodation for both, and they were inspected. But I don't think that regulation applies for someone you just, let's say, hire out cold, who isn't part of a program.
The government really doesn't have any say there.
That's right. No.
Okay.
No.